Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, it was a wild week in Survivor, specifically Circus Survivor, which even if you're not in, which is probably all of our listeners, it is fascinating to follow. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. With you, this is the BetMGM Network. We are going to take a look back at what happened in Week 13. Had so much going on yesterday after the week off. We were catching up on all sorts of sports news, and we didn't even get to what happened in Survivor, which was a huge story, something that I was following a whole lot. And you have 2 weeks baked into one, and then we're also going to take a first look at Week 14 in Survivor for those still lucky enough to be alive. So what makes Circus Survivor different is in week 13, there are 2 weeks. There's an A and there's a B. The A part of the week is the four games that are played Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And you've got to make sure that you have options. So if you get to week 13, if you're one of the lucky 900, you have to make a pick for Thursday, Friday, and then a pick for Sunday, Monday. So if you were thinking ahead, you saved a favorite. You probably saved Philadelphia or Baltimore, both touchdown favorites in this spot. If you were able to do that and you used one of them, you were with the chalk and you lost. If you took one of the three-point favorites, you lost. The only way to get through week 13A was to take an underdog, and so only 49 people are left out of the 900 that entered week 13A. Sam, it was amazing to watch, and like you could make a strong argument and say either it's people that are sharp, people that have balls that are willing to take an underdog after getting all the way to Thanksgiving in a pool for $18.7 million, or you could say it's people that didn't give a blank. They didn't save anybody. They didn't look ahead. They didn't worry about Thanksgiving. We'll deal with that when we get there, and they just end up taking an underdog and they advance. What do you think? Is it sharp people that advance or people that didn't really plan ahead?
People like me that just wing it. Oh, let's take a dog and Survivor. That's the type of person that has made it through. You got to be a little sick in the head. The sharp people, put it this way, the sharp people are in the Grandissimo. That was the $100,000 contest at Circa. And there were six left, six going into Thanksgiving. They all lost. Those are the sharp people. Those are the people that know what they're doing. They all got knocked out, all six of them, because none of the dogs won. So the six people are splitting the $6.9 million pot. Our buddy Zach White, Gamble Ball, is one of those six people. So they all get $1.15 million. Those are the sharp people, I assure you. The ones that got backed or financed and put in $100,000 to win the big pot, $6.9 million. Not the big relative pot, because Circa Survivor has more money, but this was the big entry, $100,000. So all of those people got knocked out because they all did what you just said. They saved favorites for the right time, and all the favorites went down. But those six people that came in all lose and split that $6.9 million. Not a bad Thanksgiving at the end of the day.
You imagine putting the four dogs in a moneyline parlay?
No.
For Thursday, Friday? Yeah. I think it was like 100-1 or something more in there, that range. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I thought I saw that mentioned somewhere. So let's live in fantasy land. You're in Grandissimo. You make the final six. Everybody flames out in week 13 on the Thursday, Friday. Everybody. Like going into Friday, you probably feel good. Like, okay, I have a chance now. There's only three left. And those three all get bounced. It's a $100,000 entry, as you mentioned. How do you feel about it when it's just 11X? You get 1 point. You make it all the way to the end. You get $1.1 million. There's a pot of 6.9. How do you feel like, okay, after all this, I won? Here's 11X your money.
I'd feel okay 11Xing my money. I'd feel better knowing that it's $1 million plus. And I'd also feel better knowing that I lost, but I still win over $1 million. So
true.
Yeah, I'm not upset at all.
Sure. That thing's going to grow too, I would think. Because this thing is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay, so we're down to 45 after the week 13B, second half of week 13. The only team to lose that was selected was the LA Rams. Four people saved the Rams for an awesome spot, low ownership, 4 out of 49 take them, and they go down to the Carolina Panthers. That was a great pick. It's a great pick. It sucks. It's just a bad spot. That's happened so many times this year, man. Like I've been in, you know, I was in so many pools. I have three spots left total now. But like, okay, I don't want to go with the chalk. I want to take a heavy favorite and it's going to be low ohm. This is such a good spot. Oh man, this is awesome. Take the Rams here. Only four people have them. And then you lose. That really sucks, man. They were the biggest favorite or second biggest favorite on the board. Double digit favorite. You're not going to have many opportunities like that the rest of the year, and then you end up losing. It feels like that's happened so many times this year, man.
They were Super Bowl favorites, yeah. And that's how you go out in Survivor. They were 4-1 or lower to win the whole thing, and then they can't beat Carolina as a 10-point favorite. That's why Survivor is so tough, because on any given Sunday, this happens.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look at week number 14. It feels like when you look ahead a lot of times that, oh, wait, this is going to be a tough week. No, that's going to be a tough week. And then when you get there, like, oh, it's not that tough. Look, we've got all these favorites that are higher than a touchdown. And that's the same situation right now for week 14. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4 teams are favored by more than a touchdown. Let's see if we're comfortable with any of them. Tampa Bay, 8.5. Against Indy. Rams, 8.5 at Arizona. Denver, 7.5 to 8 at Vegas. Seattle, 7.5 at Atlanta. So three of those four big point spreads are on the road. Here's the big decision, because I looked at the availability for the 45 left in Circa Survivor. And I think it's the same for any pool that is still going if you're still alive. It's a decision of, do I want to be with everybody else on Tampa and Zig, or do I want to Zag? That's it. Because almost everybody has Tampa Bay available. In circa 86% of the pool still alive has Tampa Bay, 42 out of 45 spots. And then when you get to the other teams, Rams, Broncos, Seattle Seahawks, not many of them are available. Even after that, lower point spread, 6.5, Green Bay against Chicago. Buffalo, 5.5, 6 against Cincinnati. Like we're talking less than 20%. So, Sam, that's a decision. Do you want to go with the chalk with the Bucks, or do you want to try to go somewhere else? We're at a point where, okay, you got to make winning moves. So I would try to go anywhere but the Bucks. How about you?
I feel like Seattle's going to be very popular if people haven't already burned the Seahawks, because they're going to Atlanta, Kirk Cousins. Mm. That seems to be a freebie. And that one gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know if I would ship Seattle if I was still alive, but I'm not, because I'm long dead in Survivor. But if it's not Tampa, I feel like people are going to run to that Seattle side because they've been dominating bad teams. And as you brought up on the show, Seahawks are very good on the road. So that's going to be another popular survivor pick for sure.
I'm in a $500,000 pool, less than 200 left. I have Tampa available. I do have the Rams available. No Denver, no Seattle. So Tampa Bay, LA Rams. I have Green Bay available. That number 6.5.
No?
Not in Survivor. What do you think? Would you take the Packers in Survivor against the Bears?
I took the Titans in Survivor week one last year against the Bears. So, yes, I would do a lot of weird things.
I know you. Okay. But if you're still alive, like put yourself in that position. It's week 14. The Bears are the one seed in the NFC. Do you want to go against them?
Kind of.
No, you do. Oh, my God.
Well, here, let me ask you a question.
I agree with you that I think they're going to lose, but
if I said before these two games, after everybody was talking about how fortunate and relatively lucky the Bears were, if I were going to tell you the Bears would sweep Philly and Green Bay, what would you have said?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No chance.
No chance. So the question happening. Back to you. Okay. Yeah. Why not then? Why not pull it on Green Bay?
Yeah, you can. And you know what? After seeing what happened with Chicago, nobody's going to be on that.
Nope.
Nobody's going to be on that. It's going to be low ownership. And then you have these other high favorites. Many of them are on the road. Most of them are going to be on the Bucks. So you can just root for the Colts to maybe win, and they absolutely can win that game. Or rather, New Orleans. I don't know why I said the Colts. New Orleans, it'd be tough, but like Tampa's not a juggernaut right now. They're not playing this unbelievable ball. So, yeah, it's a divisional matchup. They could win. I hear you. Love's playing great, and nobody's going to be on that. And don't forget, at the introductory press conference, Ben Johnson called out the Packers, and he said when he was in Detroit, he loved beating them every year. You think LaFleur's not going to have his best stuff ready for this Bears team?
They'll be ready. I like Green Bay. I'd also consider Buffalo if you had Buffalo left, because here's what's going to happen. Everybody that did have no interest, that was in this, I talked like Yoda there for a second. Everybody that didn't take Cincinnati last week, Cincinnati, here it is. They're going to take Cincinnati this week, right? Getting points. Yeah. It's going to be the number one pick in the room. Cincinnati, +6. You watch.
All right, man. Yeah. You're this deep. It's time to play. You got to get a little risky. Those teams are not going to be used much this week. It's going to be single digits percentage-wise. We'll talk more about that later this week. We'll talk to Michael Felder next. College football on the docket here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.